Here at 89.1 WEMU News, we're not afraid to tackle the tough topics that affect our listeners' lives. This is Lisa Berry, and today it's the great Q-tip controversy, to swab or not to swab your ears. And we're checking in with an esteemed physician at Michigan Medicine. His name is Dr. David Stutz. Welcome, Dr. Stutz.
Thank you. It's nice to be with you.
You're an internal geriatric medicine doctor.
I'm in general internal medicine.
And you participated in some recent efforts to set some guidelines for ear health. Is that correct?
That's correct. I was one of the authors of the new cerumen impaction guidelines that were developed by the American Academy of Otolaryngology. Those are the ear, nose, and throat specialists.
And everybody's talking about the recommendation that you should not use Q-tips to clean your ears.
Well, basically, that's really no different from your mother's recommendation, who probably advised, don't stick anything smaller than your elbow in your ears.
However, Dr. Stutz, every time I mentioned that we were doing this interview, everyone said, oh, I love my Q-tips. So even though our moms told us not to, people are still doing it. Is that a bad thing?
Well, it depends. I mean, the issue isn't swabbing the outside of the ear or even at the ear opening. The issue is sticking something down inside your ear when you can't see what you're doing. And people use Q-tips, people stick paper clips, pencils, keys, all kinds of things in their ears. And the difficulty is that, especially when you can't see what you're doing, you can really do some damage.
So is it ever okay to use a Q-tip in your ear?
Well, there's really a different question. The question is, do you need to, and what good does it do?
Okay, I have a friend. Let's just say her name is Louisa, and she needs to use Q-tips after she showers. But she doesn't go deep, she tells me. She just kind of does the outer ear. Is that okay?
Well, what she's telling you is that she wants to use Q-tips, and it feels good when she puts them in her ear, but she does not need to use them. The water will come out. It will dry out. She can just stick the end of a towel or even a Kleenex rolled up to get the water out. But I do agree. I have to admit that just like scratching anything else, sometimes it feels good to do that in your ear. But you're not really doing yourself any good, and it really isn't necessary.
In fact, you say the ear cleans itself. It does?
Well, if you're talking about the buildup of earwax, almost always that cleans itself. That's produced normally. It comes out as the skin grows and it carries the dust and dirt and so on out. And yes, people will get some on a Q-tip if they roll it around in their ears. It will come out on its own. Occasionally it does build up and it has to be removed if it blocks your ear and affects your hearing or causes pain or something else.
You're also opposed to ear candling.
Well, the issue with ear candling is, number one, it doesn't do any good. You're spending money for something that doesn't do any good. And number two, it doesn't make any sense to stick the unlit end of a candle in your ear and to light the other end has not been shown to do anything at all. You may get a little bit of wax on the end of the candle just from sticking it in your ear, but it's not doing any good, and it makes absolutely no sense.
Okay. Clinical Assistant Professor at Michigan Medicine, Dr. David Stutz, thanks.
You're welcome, and please don't stick things in your ears if you can't see what you're doing. You can do some damage.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.